Joining us now, we have from Sun Mountain, Steve Snyder. Steve, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And we got new products that are coming out. I mean, here we are at the beginning of the year. So what's the hot topic with Sun Mountain Sports? I'm sure you got more than one thing, but give me them, all of them. I want to know about everything you got.
Well, the heritage of the company is golf bags, so I'll start there. There's a new line of golf bags called the LS, so it stands for Lightweight Series. And there's a bag that goes from 2.5 pounds to 5.5 pounds, and every pound in between. So there's a 2.5 pound bag, a 3.5 pound bag, 4.5 pound, 5.5, and then with each one comes more pockets and bigger diameter top and more features.
Well, and that's pretty cool. I'm wondering about the difference between, you know, sales numbers on stand bags versus cart bags versus carry bags. Well, how does that break down? I always look at what people are carrying around the golf course. How do you guys break that out?
Well, it's pretty interesting because it's pretty even at Sun Mountain. You know, the company started with being the inventors of the stand bag, and for the first number of years, it was all about stand bags and all about carry bags. And then the company invented this cart bag called the C-130, and it has just been phenomenally popular and has been the top-selling cart bag for 5 or 7 years. So now the sales are pretty even between the categories of cart bags and stand bags.
And when it comes to sort of research and development, what colors are popular? Are people looking for, you know, do they want to own a few bags and they can have different colors and different styles? Or do people want something plain that they can mix and match their head covers and stuff like that? And then I guess I'm a little curious, what are the most popular new pockets? I love pockets on my, and when you see the ones that have cooling stuff in them and you see the ones that tell you that's where you're supposed to put your keys, I put my keys there.
Well, I think on colors, you know, Sun Mountain is known for having a lot of color options. So some of the bags have 10 and 11 different color options. So there's everything from bright orange and lime green and yellow to your standard black and red and navy. So I think that the, just like cars, you know, there's probably more black and red cars than any other color cars, but yet there are still those people out there that want the lime green and the orange and the yellow, and so we have all of those. And from a pocket standpoint, this LS line I was mentioning, one of the interesting new pockets there is a see-through pocket, so you can put your phone in there, and then if you're, you know, have a GPS on your phone and you're tracking on the course, then you can look through that pocket without having to open it and take anything out and see your yardage or see what you want to see from your range finding device.
Yeah, so we always ask people, you know, what's new, and it sounds like you guys are constantly doing research, talking to people, finding out. I mean, I don't think I would even have considered a see-through pocket, Mike, would you? I mean, it just seems like that's something awesome, but I would have never even considered it.
No, really smart. Really, I mean, and it's an innovation that I think, like you say, even as golfers, we didn't think of, but now I want one.
Well, that truly is what the company does. You know, and one of the inventions of Sun Mountain is the handle on the top of the bag that, you know, no one had a few years ago. Now everyone has because, you know, the founder of Sun Mountain kept seeing people stick their hand down in between their clubs to pick the bag up, to then put the shoulder strap on. And he's like, man, there's got to be a better way. So then they created what was called the roller top handle. So it was a handle that was made part of the top, so you could just pick it up from there.
Well, you know, I'm a firm believer there are no dumb questions, only dumb people who ask questions. So I'm going to ask you this. Do you guys ever talk about how a bag might be different for a left-handed golfer? Especially a carry bag.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there are left-handed bags in the line, so there are several different sizes and weights of bags that have left-handed models. So then the hip pads on the other side, and because if you're left-handed and carry left-handed, then, you know, the hip pads on the wrong side and the pockets on the wrong side.
See, Mike, they got everything.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out to my fellow lefties. Check out Sun Mountain, because when you go shopping, oftentimes all you see are right-handed carry bags, so you end up carrying it on the wrong shoulder, which is not good for your game.
Right. And, you know, and I'd have to say, you know, probably from a retailer standpoint, you know, they probably carry what most people come looking for. So you're going to see a lot of red bags and black bags and right-handed bags. But there are definitely left-handed bags in the Sun Mountain line. So you just have to go to sunmountain.com and check it out.
All right. You know, we got golf bags. We got stand bags. We got carry, you know, we got the regular carry bags, cart bags. We got leather bags. We've got push carts, we got travel gear, we got everything, don't we? But we also have outerwear as well.
That's right. And, you know, the big thing this year is this new rain suit called Elite. So that's the new top-of-the-line rain suit. And it has this new fabric that's called 37.5 that is, like, three times more breathable than any fabric we've ever used in a rain suit.
Are there tour players who wear your rain gear but have it logoed with their sponsor logo?
There are, yes.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I mean, because your stuff is notoriously good. It holds up. It fits well. It's breathable. You know, sometimes these big apparel companies, these big, you know, the Nikes and the TaylorMades of the world, you know, this is just another jacket for them. But for you guys, this is true rain gear, rain protection for the golfer.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, we definitely, Sun Mountain considers itself a gear company, and it's a bunch of golfers creating better gear for golfers. So there's no doubt that people take notice of that. You know, there's been a number of Ryder Cups and President's Cups where Sun Mountain has been chosen to be the outerwear provider for that very reason.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I remember years ago I bought a rain suit from another company whom we won't mention. But, you know, it's interesting. I actually don't wear it as a rain suit. I kind of wear it when it gets cold out because it's not that breathable. So it actually keeps me really warm. So you're talking about the other side of the spectrum where, you know, if it's a warm day out or whatever and it starts to rain out, you can throw this on and you're still going to be comfortable, right?
Right. I mean, that's the whole thing is controlling your body heat and the outside temperature. And that's the thing with this Elite is, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's not hard to make something waterproof. You know, if you remember the, you know, the little rain slickers you had when you were a kid, those yellow rubber suits that, you know, they keep the rain out, but you're so sweaty on the inside, you're soaking wet anyway. And so the trick is to find something that's waterproof, but yet lets out your own body heat so you're not just getting wet from the inside out. And this Elite, that's what it's very good at. It's very good at taking that body heat and evaporating that moisture out away from the fabric, but keeping the rain out as well.
Yeah, golfing in the rain shouldn't be like being an extra from Vision Quest and you're trying to cut weight for wrestling. You know, how was your round? Good, I lost 8 pounds. Yeah, I'm curious about some of the travel bags you guys have come up with. I remember in the aftermath of 9/11 and TSA and everything came together and everybody was scrambling to figure out, okay, now the hard-sided, is that in, is that out? Can I use the cover that comes with my bag and have that be safe? Is there a soft-sided bag? I see you guys even have one now that's got two legs that pop out like roller skates.
That's right. It's called the Club Glider, and it has a tray that has a spring-loaded leg that comes out and has wheels on it, so that supports all of the weight. So you can just pull the thing along with your little pinky finger, and you don't have to set it down and pick it up every time you know, if you're in the check-in line and the line moves 3 feet and you see guys, you know, trying to set their bag down and pick it up, or they try to balance it on the end, but then it wants to tip over. So with the Club Glider, it just follows you right along, and then that leg retracts away so it's safe to pack as your luggage, and it makes it through the luggage handlers just fine.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We're talking with Steve Snyders of Sun Mountain. It's interesting, Steve, that, you know, back in the day, I think I have one of your older models of a soft-sided one or something like that, and, you know, it used to be fun because you used to be able to put, like, 8 pairs of shoes in there and your sneakers for your trip and maybe some clothes and all that kind of stuff, and the thing would weigh, like, 150 pounds, and they didn't charge you extra. Now they charge you extra, so you guys obviously have to be aware of weight of the actual travel bag, don't you?
Well, we are, you know, and so if you take our largest cart bag is the C-130. So if you take a C-130 and put a full set of clubs and a half a dozen balls and a glove and tees and your golf shoes, and you put all that in the Club Glider and it weighs about 35 pounds. So you still have 15 pounds to spare. So, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, golf clubs weigh a bit, and golf bags and travel bags, everything adds up, but there's still plenty of room in there.
Yeah, that's 15 pounds of souvenirs and dirty laundry you can stuff in there. That's usually what I did inside my travel bag on the way back from wherever I was going. I'm curious about some of your licensed product, and you know, you guys have licensing agreements with a number of colleges and stuff. How does that move, and are there colleges that just tend to have, you know, alumni or just fans that are more likely to buy that gear? Who's your most popular, you know, few colleges that are licensed?
Well, it's what you'd pretty much expect. I mean, the ones that you hear about playing in the college football playoffs and being in the NCAA basketball tournament, and the ones that have, you know, the huge alumni base, those are the ones that tend to sell the most number of bags. So there's not really surprises. You know, in the schools we have, we've got the biggest SEC schools and the biggest Big Ten schools and the biggest Big 12 schools and ACC. So, there aren't any real big surprises. You know, if Michigan's having a big year in football, or Ohio State's having a big year in football, or North Carolina's doing well in basketball, then their golf bag sales tend to do well also.
So being a Clemson graduate that I am, can I order a Clemson bag that has, you know, national championships and embroidered on the side?
Well, we do offer custom embroidery, so there if you wanted go. To get, you know, a championship something on the pocket, we could definitely set you up.
That's what I'm talking about, Mike, right there. What do you think? The little Clemson bag with 2016 national champions?
It's still orange and purple, and you can't escape that.
It's perfect.
It's just bad.
I mean, those are the best colors in the world.
Oh, it's a bucket of yuck.
You know, by the way, they not only do they sell golf travel bags, they sell ski travel bags as well.
That's right. So the, you know, the technology that for the Club Glider, the tray with those legs that come out, we've applied that same technology to a suitcase as well as to a ski travel bag and a snowboard travel bag.
All right, I've got one more question about the pull cart product line. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that how many times have I been pulling one of those carts that they rent you at a Muni or whatever, and it tips over and all my clubs come out of it? How'd you solve that problem?
Well, we added a third wheel and put you behind it, so you're pushing it instead of pulling it, and that took care of the problem.
Boom, nailed it. But it still could have been user error.
It's definitely user error.
So we have the speed cart, which is a three-wheeled cart, and then also the micro cart, which is a four-wheeled cart, and made a number of improvements on those carts as well, and they fold down super easy and really small. I have a Mini Cooper, and I can put a golf bag and a cart in the back of it, no problem. And now we've made it so they work better with stand bags than they used to, and they've got bungee straps that can take pretty much any size bag and hold it in place, and so they really are user-friendly, and they're a treat.
Yeah, have you guys seen an uptick in sales of push carts? It seems like maybe there are some clubs that are starting to loosen up and let people walk more instead of having to force them to take carts all the time.
You know, the speed cart was invented in 1999, and sales, you know, year over year for the first number of years were just showing incredible growth. And, you know, almost like we're victims of our own success because these things are so durable and they last for so long that sales kind of plateaued just because people had them and were using them. And now we're seeing pick back up again. So, you know, I think there are more people that are using golf as a form of exercise. And they're understanding that if they can get out of the cart, and it's so easy to use a push cart that it's a great way to combine your exercise routine with your enjoyment of the golf.
Yeah, perhaps you need to make a crappier product that people need to replace more often.
Perhaps.
I think that would be a bad idea, actually. So that would hurt your reputation for being durable.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it.
No. So is there anything else on the horizon that you can share with us? I mean, do you talk motorized carts? I mean, anything like that coming out? I mean, you never know.
Well, if you're a follower of Sun Mountain, you know there have been some motorized carts a couple times in the past, and there is always one in the works. So at some point, there will be another motorized cart. I don't know when that sometime will be, but there's always something in the works, and at some point, there will be one, I'm sure.
All right. Well, Steve, man, we appreciate you coming on and sharing everything about Sun Mountain with us, and good luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot.